Dr. Gary Adams, President and CEO of the National Cotton Council, provides details from the organization's recent mid-year board meeting held in Louisville, Kentucky. National Cotton Council directors received updates on key NCC activities and industry issues, including hearing from House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith of Missouri. Attendees also received a status update on the 2023 Farm Bill.
The mid-year meeting is a time when we bring our board directors, officers, and advisors together to really assess the work that's been going on in the first half of the year and help chart our path for the second half. One of the highlights of this year's meeting during our open board session was that we were joined by the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Jason Smith of Missouri. He is from a large cotton district in Missouri. He gave an update on the work of his committee, which is primarily focused on tax and trade policy. The one thing for our growers to be aware of was just where we stand in terms of the development of the new Farm Bill. This is a Farm Bill year. The crop that's being harvested this year is the last one covered under the current legislation. House and Senate Agriculture Committees are working to develop the provisions of the new legislation. Certainly a number of challenges that they have in front of them. One of them is to be able to try to identify some new funding or some additional budget resources that could be used to enhance the safety net. The other challenge they're working with is just the issue of time. That will mean probably some type of short-term extension as we move into 2024. And our message has been that the general structure of this bill has worked well, but because of increased cost of production and because of some of the logistical and supply chain challenges that we're seeing, we need to see some enhancements in the safety net provided. And we'll continue to convey that as we go forward through the rest of the year. I would say growers need to continue to monitor the situation and certainly know that we're in Washington advocating for their priorities.